What up, everybody? I've got a free view of the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show, heard on the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. spot Sunday morning on the almighty Q100, the only place for rock and roll in northern Michigan. So I do the show, I make it right here, right in the studio, and then I send it along to them, the Insane Asylum. However, I give you the full show on my Patreon, minus the commercials, before it even airs. I have the first couple segments of the most recent show. All right. If you like it and you're thinking about wanting to hear the whole show, it's on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Big plans, big things coming on tonight's edition of the Insane Asylum. JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment number 3. JC's rebuttal from last week at the end of this segment. Eric's oddity. The beginning of segment number 2, and, well, a whole lot more in between. Starting it off, it's The Who success story. The Insane Asylum on Q100.
Friday night, I'm on my way home. They ought to make work a crime. I'm home for the weekend. I'm gonna make the most of my time. There's a rock and roll. Giving up his music, gonna take up religion. Back in the studio.
she starts and walking, the lady will be all they ever dream. Oh, they'll love to watch her strut. Oh, they'll kill to make the cut. They'll love to watch her strut. Ah, oh yeah. Love to watch.
The Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. That's the Sensational Alex Harvey Band. Midnight Moses, the name of the track. Super old. Those guys stopped being a band in 1978. Only around for 6 years. They were big in England. Not big in the U.S. Sounds good, though. The band, they adopted distinctive stage costumes. Alex Harvey himself wore vaudeville-like clothes, while another good dude named Zal Clemenson assumed the identity of a mime in full makeup and green-yellow jumpsuit. No wonder why they didn't catch on in the U.S. You show up on stage like that, someone's going to kick your ass. They ended up splitting up. 1982, Alex Harvey died. Terribly sad. Don't even know why I'm giving you all this background information on a band that you're going to forget in like 3 seconds. Nevertheless, there you go. To kick off the Insane Asylum, part of Q100, the only place for rock and roll. Now, last week's JC's Tales from the Road, I talk about how Donald Fagen from Steely Dan got super pissed off because JC did not call him Donald Fagen. He called him Donald F rhymes with bag in. Okay? And that was enough to drive him over the edge. JC writes, outrageous. Although he is highly suspect to be gay, they wrote the song Dr. Wu for me because I used to score all their coke for them. And when Fagen stiffed me on an ounce, so I called him that name. So he was motivated to call him that horrible name because Donald Fagen stiffed JC on an ounce of coke. What a horrible sequence. We've got Eric's Oddity coming up next. It'll feature one from Billy Gibbons. From ZZ Top fame called Missin' Yo Kissin'. We'll do that. Part of the Insane Asylum next on Q100. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
This is what happens when a former radio guy vacations in northern Michigan. He bribes us to get back on the air.
Oh, what a loser!
In the Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100.
Hey!
We'll be right back. all about what you say. Oh, sweets will do, diamonds will too. Boom. I'm missing the kissing. Missing the kissing. And money. Huh. Yeah.
friends and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
The Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll at 94.5, 100.3, and 106.3. And how about that? Detroit's own Mitch Ryder. Rock and roll right there. Mitch still kicking it around. Warren Zevon also, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And then Billy Gibbons, a song called Missin' Yo Kissin'. Done in only a way that the one and only Billy Gibbons could do. All right, the very next segment. At the end of it, I'm going to feature JC's Tales from the Road. This one involves Tom Petty. I'll feature a song by Tom Petty from his work with the band Mudcrutch. Great song called The Wrong Thing to Do. And that will propel us into the famous Tom Petty face in the pizza incident with JC, which caused a second degree burn to Tom. And of course, ruined the relationship between JC and the one and only Tom Petty. My gosh. Talk about a total bridge burner. Our very own JC. That all comes up. We'll kick it off the entire segment with a song by The Bottle Rockets called The Bar's on Fire. Sandwich in a little Southern culture on the skids. And I smell Marconi Award in the future. We'll be back. It's the Insane Asylum on Q100. That's it. My free view of the Insane Asylum. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Along with hours and hours of weekly... Whoops, hold on. Along with hours and hours of programming for you on the Patreon each and every week for just $5 or $10 a month. Thank you so much. Till next time, bye-bye.